You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are. You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbeau.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you are here, Holy Spirit.
Hello friends, I'm Beatrice and I want to welcome you to Sacred Space on Radio Maria, Canada. These past few weeks we have been journeying through Lent. We have spent time in prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. So how is your Lenten season going? Sometimes, as we come to the midpoint of Lent, it becomes a bit more difficult to stay focused and continue with the sacramental sacrifices we have started at the beginning of the season. The Lenten journey, like any life journey, is filled with ups and downs, good days and bad days, but the important thing is not to get discouraged and to continue on the path that brings us closer to inner transformation and ultimately closer to our Lord. As I mentioned in the last session, we don't have to journey alone. We can turn to Jesus and ask Him to be with us, to give us strength, to pick us up, and to walk alongside us as we go through Lent and through life. Our Lord wants us to make Him part of our daily lives. For at baptism, we received the Holy Spirit and became part of God's family. We are the Father's beloved children. And He desires that we invite Him into our lives and walk with Him in spirit. The Lord knows each one of us better than we know ourselves, and He wants the best for us. For in Psalm 139 we read, O Lord, You have searched me and known me. You know when I sit and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. And in Jeremiah chapter 29, God tells us that He has a plan for each of us. Quote, For I know well the plans I have in mind for you, plans for your welfare and not for woe, so as to give you a future of hope. However, dear friends, the reality is that we sometimes forget that we have a loving Father whom we can lean on, talk to, and pray for guidance. Instead, we feel the need to control things and situations which at times are beyond our powers and abilities, eventually leading us to stress and anxiety. This sense of control is often an obstacle in our relationship with God. For most people, it is only when they arrive at the end of their rope that they look to God for strength. It could be a breakup of a relationship, financial hardships, a death of a loved one, or receiving news of terminal illness. Whatever the situation, this can be the turning point in a person's life to begin to foster a relationship with God. When we enter into and cultivate a personal relationship or a friendship with Jesus, we then allow ourselves to be transformed by His love. But how does this look like? How does one begin to cultivate a relationship with our Lord when that person is used to controlling everything in his and her life? It is through prayer, trust, and surrendering to the will of God. One might think that this is a passive way to deal with the struggles of life. I mean, people might think, well, I can't change my situation, so I'll give it to God, and it can be seen as giving up. However, dear friends, this is far from the truth. To trust, to surrender, and submit to the will of God is taking action. It's realizing that we can do nothing without God, for our every breath is dependent upon Him. Trust, surrender, abandonment, and submission to the will of God is a great challenge of a spiritual life. Through prayer and with the help of God's grace, we can all experience the freedom of allowing God into our lives and take over the things that we cannot control. Therefore, I would like to share with you the novena of surrender given to us by the servant of God, Dolindo Rotolo, who was born in 1882 and died in 1970. He was a parish priest from Naples, Italy, and lived a life of tremendous suffering. Dolindo dedicated himself to penance and prayer and offered himself as a victim soul. He never refused to help those in need. He came to experience deep intimacy with Jesus. His novena of surrender is comprised of words that he heard Jesus say to him interiorly. As you will see, the message is relevant today as it was 53 years ago. Therefore, dear friends, I invite you to join me in praying this novena through these final days of Lent. Let us ask our Blessed Mother, Saint Joseph, and the servant of God, Father Dolindo Rotolo, to intercede for us so that we may come to surrender more and more each day to the holy will of our loving and merciful Lord, and that we may experience Jesus' love and friendship. We will return after a short break and pray day one of the surrender novena.
What you ask is so hard, to abandon my life to you. Can't even see one card. How can I be merciful to you? I search for your light in this dark life I live, and I want to know what's right. What do you want of me? Teach me to surrender, Lord, completely to your love. Hold me all so tenderly. Help me rise above. Teach me to surrender, Lord, completely to your love. Surrender, Lord, teach me to surrender, Lord, teach me to surrender, Lord. Can I do my own will and love you this way too? Do only say just one fool. What you ask is so hard, impossible for me sometimes.
Welcome back, friends, and thank you for joining me as we begin to pray day one of the Surrender Novena. Let's take a moment to quiet our minds and open our hearts as we put ourselves in the presence of God. We bless ourselves with a sign of our salvation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Day one. Why do you confuse yourselves by worrying? Leave the care of your affairs to me, and everything will be peaceful. I say to you in truth that every act of true, blind, complete surrender to me produces the effect that you desire and resolves all difficult situations. Let us recite the following prayer 10 times. O Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. O Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. O Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. O Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. O Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. O Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. O Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. O Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. O Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. O Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. Mother Mary, I am yours now and forever. Through you and with you, I always want to belong completely to Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And this, dear friends, concludes our Surrender Novena for day one. Please join us tomorrow for day two of the Novena. It is my hope that as we pray this Novena, we learn to surrender ourselves to our Heavenly Father so that our lives become spiritually rich as our relationship with our Lord Jesus is strengthened as we continue towards the end of the Lenten season. God bless you and bye for now.
Come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all.
You have been listening to Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo, here on Radio Maria Canada. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to sacredspace@radiomaria.ca. To learn more about this program, please visit radiomaria.ca/sacredspace.